ways now.
Which way are those, which way are they headed?
I'm headed south on Preston Highway.
And which way are the emergency equipment
They're
headed?
They're headed south on Preston Highway.
Okay, so they just passed you headed toward the Shorebrooks. Is that right?
And also on 65, the emergency vehicle still arriving there as I passed by.
Okay.
They were putting one driver in an ambulance, so there are some injuries there.
Okay, now this is at the Brooks exit on I-65. Tractor trailers overturned.
Four of them.
Both ways.
Yes, sir, two in each lane.
Okay, thanks a lot for the call tonight, Tom. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Boy, a lot of damage out there tonight, and we're getting calls, especially from Bullitt County tonight. Now, let me tell you where this storm is headed at the moment. If you are in Taylorsville, you're right now receiving quite a bit of heavy wind, according to our NEXRAD radar, and some rain at the moment. Also, moderate to heavy rain over Shelby County, back down toward, looks like back down toward Fisherville and back to Taylorsville. Most of it's moved out of the Louisville area right now, and Ken Schultz has been very busy this evening. This has been a very severe line of storms. Have you had more information for us, Ken?
We've got a number of additional warnings to pass out, not only for parts of Kentucky, but also for Indiana as well. And to do so, we're going to piggyback a number of these. We've got a long list, so WHAS will activate special weather receivers. This is meteorologist Ken Schultz. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Carroll County of North Kentucky until 8 o'clock this evening. A Weather Service radar indicated a possible severe thunderstorm moving into western Carroll County. The storm is moving east at 30 and should reach Carrollton, Kentucky by 7:30 this evening. That's a severe thunderstorm warning until 8 o'clock this evening for Carroll County. Severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Crawford and northern Harrison counties, which we talked about. That's in effect until 8 o'clock this evening. A severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Spencer County of Indiana. Now, this is a different Spencer County, but the one in southwest Indiana, a severe thunderstorm warning is in effect until 6:45 Central Daylight Time. Severe thunderstorm is expected to move through or near Lamar and New Boston between 6:25 and 6:40. At 6:15, Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 30 miles east of Evansville near Chisney. Movement was east at 30 miles per hour. So again, eastern Spencer County, Indiana, a severe thunderstorm warning until 6:45. Also, severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Trimble County until 7:45 this evening. Trimble County, eastern Trimble County, a severe thunderstorm warning until 7:45. Radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 4 miles north of Bedford. That's about 25 miles northeast of Louisville. This storm was moving east at 30 and will reach the town of Monitor by 7:30 this evening. So eastern Trimble County under a severe thunderstorm warning until 7:45 this evening. Spencer County, Kentucky, still under a tornado warning until 7:45 this evening. That storm still showing up to be quite intense on radar. Have not had any reports of any tornadic activity from Spencer County in the last half hour or so, but along with Spencer County, southern Shelby County appears to be under the gun with heavy, intense thunderstorm activity. And I want to alert the folks that are to the east right now in parts of Franklin and Anderson counties. We are looking for this particular cell to be moving in your direction. Could be influencing your communities within the next half hour. We have now reports of funnel clouds near Waterford community. This is in the Spencer County area. This particular funnel cloud is heading towards Taylorsville along Highway 44. So we have a funnel cloud reported in Spencer County. That's moving towards Taylorsville. The tornado warning for Spencer County continues until 7:45. It's been a long time here between beeps and warnings, but we have more counties that I think should be alerted. So to renew the activity here, WHAS will activate special weather receivers. This is meteorologist Ken Schultz. The National Weather Service in Louisville has issued a severe thunderstorm warning until 8 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time for Floyd County in southern Indiana. Radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 15 miles northwest of Louisville, just west of Greenville. This storm was moving east at 30 and will reach Floyd's Knobs and Galena by 7:40 this evening. So it's a severe thunderstorm warning, along with many others that have been just recently issued for Floyd County in southern Indiana until 8 o'clock this evening. Get back to the Spencer County funnel cloud. Again, it was sighted around the Waterford community. How far back, I don't know, but it was headed towards Taylorsville. And in any case, Spencer County is under that tornado warning until 7:45. But to give some advance warning again for folks in Franklin, Anderson, maybe Washington counties. Be on the lookout for the potential for some severe weather. Now, we're going to take a few minutes here, gather up the information, give you a complete update in a few minutes.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ken. Tony has been talking to some folks on the phone.
All right, and I believe, let's see if we have David. David, are you on with us now?
Yes, sir.
David Mitchell, you're around the I-65 southbound area, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
What part of I-65 southbound, you say it's closed down now?
It's right at the Bullitt County-Jefferson County line, pretty close to that.
So that would be the Brooks area?
Like from where I'm sitting, got some semis that are overturned in the roadway. They have a lot of emergency equipment on the scene. And I-65 southbound is not passable right now.
Okay, I-65 is not passable around the Jefferson County, Bullitt County line.
Yes, sir.
All right, thanks for your call.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Keith. One more call, Terry,
okay.
Please. Keith, what do you have to report from the Waterford area?
Okay, it's been about 5 minutes ago. The cloud looked like it was back up in the air, and all we had was a bunch of swirling leaves instead of limbs up in the air, but we lost electricity here, but it looked like it was heading toward Taylorsville, Little Mount area.
All right. Thank you so much, Keith.
All right, Tony.
Appreciate the call. Terry?
Thanks a lot for your help tonight, Tony. We're going to stay with the weather information. I know we're going to talk sports in a little after a while. I'll put it that way. Let's give folks an idea where some of the heavier pockets of rain, of course, right now, and thunderstorm activity are. The southern edge of Shelby County right now getting some heavy rain down around the Fisherville area, on back over toward Taylorsville, and then it's getting ready to move across the Spencer County line into Anderson County, southwest of Lawrenceburg. Also has some fairly heavy rain moving through Floyd County, Indiana right now. I heard Ken just a moment ago say it could go through the Galena area, Floyd's Knobs, any moment. That looks like that's going to happen without any problem. Borden, you're going to see some heavy rain. And then if you move back over through Harrison County, the northern part of Harrison County, we'll see some fairly heavy rain. English, looks like you just got a heavy rain shower over there, and it's getting ready to move across the border along, looks like it's along 62 down close to the river at the moment. Tony, did you have something else?
Yes, I do. We have Mitchell Smith from Mount Washington. Mitchell, you actually spotted our tornado, is that correct?
Yes, we seen it. We thought it was coming right at us. And
where was this at exactly, if you could tell us?
Okay, I'm on the radio, boys. Let me talk to him. We was at the elementary school where the baseball games were going on, and they had called the games because they knew the rain was coming, and we looked over the trees through the park area beside the ballpark, and you could see the funnel cloud, and you could just see everything just starting to move quicker as it came through, and then it got real close, and we had to hit shelter, and I watched it go through a neighborhood, and you could see boards flying way up in the air, and you could just see the turning of the clouds, and it split one time and looked like two tornadoes. And I just drove through the neighborhood. Roofs are gone, houses are tore up. Didn't know of any injuries, but didn't hear of any injuries.
What part of Mount Washington was this tornado that you spotted?
Okay, it's right on 44, about a mile out from the traffic light in Mount Washington. How Barstown Road intersects with 44.
Yeah, east or west?
It would be heading west on 44 towards Shepherdsville, about 1 mile out of Mount Washington.
Okay, and what elementary school did you take shelter at?
The Mount Washington Elementary School.
All right, Mitchell, thanks for the report.
You're welcome.
All right, thanks a lot, Tony. We're going to take some more calls here in just a moment or so. We need to take a look at a couple of other things here, and we'll be back with more weather information for you on 84 WHAS.
Catch this. Fifth Third Bank wants to give you a great loan at a great rate, and they'll even let you wait 90 days before you make your first payment. Hello, this is Johnny Bench, and as a Hall of Famer, I spent a lot of years behind the plate catching pitches. Now I want to help you catch a great deal. Fifth Third Bank is offering low interest rates on personal loans, and the terms you want too, from 24 months all the way up to 60 months. That's 5 full years. And best of all, you make no payments for 90 days. There's never been a better time or a better place to get the loan you've been looking for. Make your dreams a reality. Stop by or call your nearest Fifth Third Banking Center, 7-day-a-week Bank Mart, or a participating dealer for all details. You can even apply over the phone. Call us at 562-LOAN 7 days a week. Trust me, I know a good pitch when I see one. Fifth Third Bank, working hard to be the only bank you'll ever need. Upon qualification, other Fifth Third discounts or special promotions do not apply. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, it's Terry Miners again for another great Our Own Hardware store. This one owned by the Money Pennies, located in their great new store. It's bigger and better. At the corner of New Cut Road and the Outer Loop, Money Pennies, Our Own Hardware. with great specials in effect now. Cypress mulch, four bags for only $9.75. Topsoil's $1.68 a bag. Peat moss, same price for a 40-pound bag, plus all sorts of fertilizers. Everything you'll need for your lawn and garden, including thrifty garden tools, pointed shovels and hose, bow rakes, leaf rakes, all for $3.97 each. And you can rent a tiller or a dethatcher. All your gardening needs are available at Money Penny's Rent It Center. Other special deals include Metalist 41-piece portable tool kit, only $9.97. Get a bluegrass 16-ounce fiberglass handle claw hammer, $14.97. And big-time styling Rubbermaid garbage cans, only $9.88. $12.97 for those Rubbermaid garbage cans with wheels. Too many great deals to tell you about right here. They're all at the Money Penny, our own hardware store and rented center at New Cut Road in the Outer Loop.
We just received severe weather information and need to activate special weather receivers. This is Terry Dismore on 84 WHAS. We just received this from the National Weather Service. A tornado is just west of Taylorsville, Kentucky. Now, this tornado is on the ground and moving east at 25 miles per hour. If you are in Taylorsville and Taylorsville State Park, take cover now. This is according to the National Weather Service. It's an extremely dangerous situation. Radar and spotters have seen this tornado. Take cover now. If you are just west of Taylorsville, if you're in Taylorsville or in Taylorsville State Park, take cover now. More news on the weather and the elections and everything else that's going on coming up here on 84 WHAS.
It's 7:30. I'm Mary Jeffries, News Radio 84 WHAS. People in Bullitt County are reporting that a tornado has touched down there tonight. A tornado warning had been issued for the area. A man named Paul tells News Radio 84 about the damage.
I come out Preston Highway around the Maryville area, and cars were pulling over everywhere. The storm was coming straight at us, and we had nowhere to go. And a guy behind us in a truck almost hit everybody and crashed down into the ditch. And as we come out farther, Pioneer Village and Meadowbrook Subdivision, looks like there's at least 30 to 50 houses, just roofs off, and probably 10 or 50 of them completely demolished.
And meteorologist Ken Schultz joins us now with the latest information.
And again, a repeat, we do have a report of a tornado on the ground in the Taylorsville area of Spencer County this hour. It's moving to the east at about 30 miles per hour. This is the same storm that has triggered quite a bit of damage and reports of tornadic activity across northern Bullitt County. Over the last half hour to 45 minutes. This particular storm is traveling to the east at 30 miles per hour and is now in the Taylorsville area of Spencer County. We do have a report, unconfirmed report, but a report nonetheless, of a tornado on the ground around the Taylorsville area. And again, this storm has had a history of producing tornadoes, so let's take that for real. Southern Shelby County, I think you should be on the lookout for the possibility of some severe weather as well, as this storm seems to be skirting along the Spencer-Shelby County line. And with the history of this storm, folks to the east in Franklin, Anderson, northern Washington counties of Kentucky, let's be on the lookout for the potential for some severe weather moving into your communities as well. An update again, a tornado is just west of Taylorsville, Kentucky. This tornado is on the ground and moving east at 25 miles per hour. If you're in Taylorsville and Taylorsville State Park area now, take cover now. This is an extremely dangerous situation. Radar and spotters have seen this tornado. Again, take shelter immediately in a substantial structure. If there's no time, again, lie flat in a ditch or depression. Leave mobile homes if at all possible and get into a secure structure. Best place in a tornado, if you're in a building, it's the lowest floor. Rule of thumb, again, get to the lowest floor. If you have a basement, get there. If you don't, first floor is safer than the second floor. Get to the interior sections of a structure, preferably a closet, a bathroom, away from outside walls, and cover your head with pillows or mattresses. Again, a tornado on the ground in the Taylorsville area of Spencer County. We'll have more updates coming up in just a few minutes. Mary?
All right. Thank you, Ken. We do have a few election returns to pass along. We have a couple of very tight races in the making tonight. The tightest, the Kentucky Supreme Court race, with 70% of the votes counted. Judge Martin Johnstone is leading Nick King, the incumbent, 46% to 45%. It's neck and neck in the Kentucky Supreme Court race. Another close race, the Jefferson County Commonwealth's Attorney Democratic primary, with 70% of the votes in. Challenger Dave Stengel leads incumbent Mark Murphy, 54% to 46%.
A radar update now on a situation in Kentucky and a very serious weather situation that started off with reports of funnel clouds then damage and a possible tornado, then a confirmed tornado in northern Bullock County, and now another report that we do have tornadoes on the ground in around the Taylorsville area of Spencer County. Also, that storm is traveling to the east and, as expected, is now affecting another county to the east of Spencer County. To alert those folks, we'll activate special weather receivers. This is meteorologist Ken Schultz. The National Weather Service in Louisville has issued a tornado warning until 8:15 Eastern Daylight Time for Anderson County of East Central Kentucky. A large severe thunderstorm about 30 miles southeast of Louisville was near and east of Taylorsville. This storm has produced tornadoes over Bullitt and Spencer counties. This storm is moving east at 25 miles per hour and will affect Fox Creek and Ashbrook by 8 o'clock this evening. Large hail is likely in Lawrenceburg with the storm as well. Again, this is a tornado warning for Anderson County now. The storm that we've been tracking across northern Bullitt, now into Spencer County, is headed towards Anderson County. Reason enough for a tornado warning and has a history of producing tornadoes. The storm is moving to the east and will likely affect Fox Creek and Ashbrook by 8 o'clock this evening. Large hail is likely in Lawrenceburg with this storm. The safest place is a basement. Get under a workbench or piece of sturdy furniture if no basement is available. Seek shelter in an interior room such as a closet on the lowest floor. Use blankets, pillows, or cushions to cover your body. Again, don't be a sightseer. Avoid windows. Get to a safe place now. Would not worry about opening windows to alleviate pressure. I would take care of the most important thing at the moment, and that is taking care of you and your family. Again, Anderson County. Tornado warning until 8:15 this evening. Have had a report of golf ball-sized hail along the Spencer-Anderson County line. That's the latest storm update. About 7:28 this evening, got a note across the weather wire that a tornado was reported in the Taylorsville area, affecting Taylorsville and the Taylorsville State Park region. That particular storm still showing up. Kind of surprised we haven't issued anything for southern Shelby County, because it looks like some rough weather is just scooting across the Shelby Spencer County line right now. But southern Shelby County also getting some rough weather. This storm is tracking to the east into Anderson County now. Folks in Woodford County, let's be on the lookout for the potential for some severe weather. Not ignoring another line of thunderstorms that stretches along the Ohio River from Cincinnati down to the Owensboro area. With this particular line, we have been issuing severe thunderstorm warnings as well. We have a number of counties affected by this particular line as it moves into the Louisville metropolitan area, and we'll run down the entire list now of warnings that are in effect. Warren County, down around Bowling Green, individual cell down there, enough to have issued a tornado warning for Warren County that's in effect until 7:45 this evening. That warning will expire in the next 6 minutes. Eastern Trimble County, severe thunderstorm warning until 7:45 this evening. For Eastern Crawford, Northern Harrison counties of Indiana, severe thunderstorm warning until 8. Floyd County of Southern Indiana, severe thunderstorm warning until 8. Carroll County of Northern Kentucky, severe thunderstorm warning until 8 o'clock this evening. Spencer County, your tornado warning will expire in the next 6 minutes. Let's pretend it still continues until that particular storm gets out of Spencer County. It may take a little bit longer than 6 minutes. Let's just say Spencer County will extend your warning, especially eastern Spencer County, until 8 o'clock this evening. Anderson County, tornado warning until 8:15. Again, a history with that particular cell of initially hail, then high winds, then funnel clouds, then damage with a tornado in northern Bullock County, reports of funnel clouds and tornadoes in Spencer County. It has a history, folks, and yeah, it is moving into Anderson County. We want you folks to take cover and shelter immediately.
All right, we're going to give Ken just a couple of minutes to make sure all the updates have been updated. We have been watching this storm since it started way back over DuBois County of Indiana several hours ago, and we know that over the Leavenworth area in southern Indiana, it dropped 1¾-inch size hail. So we're going to get some information coming in here from Paul Miles on the traffic tie-up on I-65 southbound in just a minute. First of all, though, let's go to the phones. Thanks for holding on. Jeff, you're on 84 WHAS.
Yes, Terry. I'm just got past the Brook Road exit, and there's right on the ramp, there's a tractor-trailer overturned facing north on the southbound lane. It looks like it went right down Brooks Road. It looks like it just skimmed the Cracker Barrel there. I noticed several billboards and some of the signs were just completely gone. It looked like it went down the brook, followed around Brooks Road.
Okay, Jeff, I'll tell you what, I have a reporter on scene out there, so we're going to go to him.
I just passed the van, so...
All right. Thanks a lot for the call, Jeff. We appreciate it. And let's go right now to Paul Miles, who's on the scene.
Hi, Terry, we're on southbound 65 near the Brooks exit. That's near the Jefferson County, Bullitt County line. We've got what looks like one, two, three tractor trailers that have been overturned by this storm or this tornado, whatever it was, that passed through here less than an hour ago.
Paul, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I did just get a word from Denton Randall. He said on farther than you can see, there are actually seven overturned tractor trailers in that area.
Okay, well, I've got one that is blocking the far right two lanes of Interstate 65 southbound right here at the Brooks section. Its traffic is blocking traffic quite a bit. It's moving on the far left-hand lane, but traffic is backed up quite a bit. I've been unable, Terry, to talk to the drivers yet to see if there's been any injuries or get their perspective on what exactly happened here. But again, we got some tractor trailers that have overturned here on 65, both north and southbound. Northbound traffic is moving okay, but southbound traffic is backed up quite a bit, only one lane here at the Brooks exit. We understand also, Terry, that there's quite a bit of damage at a trailer park in Pioneer Village, as well as some tornado damage in Mount Washington. I can see just off the Brooks exit several large signs off the interstate that have been blown over. We're going to work our way towards Pioneer Village and try to find out more about what's going on there.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll be in touch with you. Thanks a lot. That's Paul Miles, our reporter on the scene with 84 WHAS. It's 7:42. Now, the reason that you hear the constant alert tone is that there is a tornado warning still in effect for Spencer County, Kentucky, down near Taylorsville. We had a report sighted on the ground, a tornado moving along Kentucky 44 in that area, moving westbound toward Taylorsville and Taylorsville State Park. Now, one of the things that we will tell you is that we're keeping our eye on some fairly heavy weather over in southern Indiana right now that's just moved across the river. We're getting some heavy rain just right across the river. Hasn't quite reached our studio location on Chestnut Street yet, but we are having some light rain downtown. There's a line of heavy thunderstorms getting ready to move across the Ohio River, if it hasn't already. Those of you in Brandenburg have already seen quite a bit of heavy rain down in that area in the last 15 or 20 minutes. That storm moved in a different direction than the rest of them have today. That moved from the southwest up toward the northeast and is now combining with some storms to move across into Harrison County, Indiana, in the Mockport area. So keep that in mind. We are tracking a heavy thunderstorm, though, in the southern part of Shelby County, the northeastern part of Spencer County, and most of, I believe that's Anderson County right now, as it tracks off fairly much due east at the moment. Ken Schultz will be along with more weather information. I ask the callers that have called in to give us reports to hold on for just a moment. We'll get to them in a moment here on 84 WHAS.
The monsters are coming to Louisville.
Oh, wait a minute. That's from the Halloween commercial. What I meant to tell you is the monster trucks are coming to Louisville at Louisville Motor Speedway. It's a three-day monster truck weekend this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Great family fun, too. The world's biggest, fastest, and most powerful monster trucks, all at Louisville Motor Speedway. See Gravedigger, Carolina Crusher, Predator, Bigfoot, Snakebite, and Monster Patrol. They'll be competing in figure eight races, drag races, and of course you'll see them crush cars and leap, crash, and dive through the intersection. There's also an appearance by the Jet Monster Truck and the G-Force Robot. It's the first time ever a show like this has taken place outdoors. On Friday night, along with the Monster Trucks, there'll be figure eights, rookie figure eights, and street stocks. On Saturday night, the Monsters, along with the Busch Beer Late Models, and Sunday afternoon, Papa John's Thunder Trucks, along with the Monsters. It's Louisville Motor Speedway, I-65 in the Outer Loop. Call 966-CARS. Spend this weekend with the Monsters at Louisville Motor Speedway.
The calendar might say Memorial Day is over, but the savings are still going strong at Ken Towery Auto Care Centers. It's the huge Ken Towery after Memorial Day sale. Save big on Firestone 440, size 185-70-13, $27.99. Bridgestone 402, size 155-13, $29.99. And Cyberling White Wall, size 155-80-13, $24.99. Plus special pricing on brakes, shocks, tune-ups, and other automotive services. And take advantage of hundreds of other specials during this incredible after Memorial Day sale. All Ken Towery's tire prices include free valve stems, free mounting, free balancing, free lifetime tire rotation, free alignment check, The vacation season is here, so take advantage of the lowest prices on Firestone, Bridgestone, and Cyberling tires anywhere at the After Memorial Day sale going on at Ken Towery Auto Care Centers. Ken Towery Auto Care Centers are the ones who will meet or beat any advertised price, or your tires are free guaranteed. 10 convenient locations.
84 WHAS, very heavy day weather-wise, and we have another warning that's coming into our area, so we'll now activate special weather receivers.
This is meteorologist Ken Schultz. The National Weather Service in Louisville has issued a severe thunderstorm warning until 8:30 for southern Harrison County, Indiana, Jefferson and southern Oldham counties of Kentucky. Radar indicated a line of severe thunderstorms from near LaGrange to near New Albany in Corydon. This line is moving southeast at 30 and will reach Crestwood and Louisville by 8 o'clock this evening. Also New Middletown and Elizabeth between 8 and 8:15 this evening Eastern Daylight Time. Again, this is a severe thunderstorm warning until 8:30 this evening Eastern Daylight Time for southern Harrison County of southern Indiana, Jefferson and southern Oldham counties of north central Kentucky until 8:30. Line of severe thunderstorms right along the Ohio River now associated with the cold front. Once this line passes on through, our threat for severe weather will be over with. None too soon either. Still have tornado warnings in effect for Anderson County until 8:15. That's with that particular storm that has moved through the Taylorsville area and is moving off to the east. It still looks like it's creating some heavy weather in parts of southern Shelby and eastern Spencer County now. So let's just continue on with that tornado warning for eastern Spencer County until 8 o'clock this evening. Floyd County of southern Indiana, you're under a severe thunderstorm warning until 8, also until 8. Eastern Crawford and northern Harrison counties under a severe thunderstorm warning. Eastern Trimble until 7:45. That has now expired. And Carroll County is under a severe thunderstorm warning until 8 o'clock this evening. All right, we have some more warnings. This is for south central Kentucky. Again, to alert those folks, let's activate special weather receivers. This is meteorologist Ken Schultz. The National Weather Service in Louisville has issued a tornado warning for northern Allen and southern Barron counties of south central Kentucky. Radar indicated a severe thunderstorm with possible tornadic development near Claypool in extreme eastern Warren County, which is 15 miles east of Bowling Green. The storm is moving east at 25 miles per hour and will reach Settle by 7 o'clock this evening. Lucas and Tracy by 7:15. Again, this is a tornado warning effective until 8:30 this evening Eastern Daylight Time for northern Allen and southern Barron counties of south central Kentucky. Radar indicated a severe thunderstorm with a possible tornado near Claypool. That's an extreme eastern Warren County, about 15 miles east of Bowling Green. Since the storm is moving east at 25 miles per hour, the folks in Settle, Kentucky may be affected by this storm by 7 o'clock Central Daylight Time. Lucas and Tracy by 7:15 Central Daylight Time. That is an intense pocket of thunderstorm. That, too, has been tracking to the east consistently since we first issued a warning in Muhlenberg County. We have had possible tornadic development. We've had some funnel clouds reported with that particular storm, but that seems to be an isolated event in nature. But nonetheless, still very potent for northern Allen, southern Barron counties, tornado warning for those folks as well. Cold front, the culprit behind all the severe weather, appears to be settling down upon southern Indiana right now into the Ohio River area, about ready to cross over into northern Kentucky again for downtown Louisville. I think the worst of this will be over with in the next hour, but areas to our east and south will still have to deal with some severe weather for the next 1 to 2 hours. Terry?
Well, it was absolutely nighttime dark out just a few minutes ago. I just looked out, and it's now turned a little bit less dark out. We've got several folks on the phone that have been waiting for a while to talk to us. First of all, Tara, you're calling from the Meadowbrook subdivision off Preston Highway, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, what's the report from there?
The last three houses over in subdivision, the three roads, the houses are just flat. It's just there. And Pioneer Village is partly flat and everything.
All right. Now, Pioneer Village is just south of Maryville there. Is that right?
Yes. It's the neighborhood right next to Meadowbrook.
Okay. And now, let me ask you this question. Have you had any reports of injuries out in your area?
No.
Okay. What's the situation with your house? You obviously live in the neighborhood.
Yeah, ours isn't like disaster area. We live in Hebron Estates. We don't live in Meadowbrook.
Oh, I understand. And are you so you're fairly close to where that happened though?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll let you get back out to taking care of things. We should warn, thanks for the call, Tara. We should let folks know one of the things that you need not do right now is go south on Preston Highway. I got a call just a few minutes ago on our Cellular One Highway Patrol line southbound on Preston at Summit, which is about a mile south of Maryville. They are blocking traffic there, will not let anybody pass it except emergency vehicles. That's about a mile south of Marysville on Preston Highway. Now, I-65 at Brooks, Kentucky is at least slowed down quite a bit, if not closed at the moment. Our man Paul Miles is on the scene, and we'll have a report for us, I'm sure, during the 8 o'clock news here in a few minutes. We had a report of up to 7 tractor trailers that were turned over in that area because of the high wind and possibly a tornado that moved across I-65 in that area just a little while ago. Chris, you're calling from Shively. You've been on the line a long time. Tell us what you've seen.
Well, trees are bent over everywhere. The wind was really blowing and lightning is just shooting down everywhere.
So do you have much damage? Do you have much damage in the area?
Well, there's branches and trees just everywhere down.
Now, you can hear in the background there, you're a warning siren going off there in Shively.
Right.
That is because of a severe thunderstorm warning for your area. So I'm going to get you off the phone here so you're not waiting through that, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call. There is a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for the Jefferson County area. Had it in front of me just a moment ago, and I think I handed it to Ken. But anyway, it's in effect for at least another half an hour or so. That's for Jefferson County, Floyd County, and Harrison County. Jefferson County, Kentucky, and Harrison and Floyd County in Indiana. Quite frankly, most of the heavier weather has moved on through Harrison or Floyd County now. Still a pocket of very heavy weather around the Elizabeth and Bridgeport area. Now, there is another warning that we need to issue, so let's activate special tones. This is Terry Dismore with 84 WHAS. The National Weather Service in Louisville has issued a tornado warning effective until 8:10 p.m. for persons in southeastern Shelby County. 7:49 p.m., a tornado was on the ground in the extreme northeast Spencer County, 25 miles southeast of Louisville. The storm was moving east at 20 miles an hour and will affect Southville and Harrisonville through 8:10. That's southeastern Shelby County right there in the Shelby County, Anderson County area. I must tell you that Anderson County is fairly well covered at the moment with heavy rain, except for the southwestern portion of it. Looks like it's fairly clear in the moment. But if you are in the path of this, which would put you in Lawrenceburg and on out toward Versailles, probably Lexington within the next hour or so, that's the general direction in which the storm is headed at this time. So again, the National Weather Service in Louisville has issued a tornado warning in effect until 8:10 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for southeastern Shelby County. They did spot a tornado on the ground in extreme northeast Spencer County, and it was moving east at 20 miles an hour, which will put it across the southeastern tip of Shelby County in the next 15 or 20 minutes or so. Now, this storm has some history of generating a very bad tornado that moved across I-65 through the Brooks area and then on toward Mount Washington, about a mile or so north of Mount Washington or through the Mount Washington area, and it has moved on toward Taylorsville. We have reporters on the way to the scene. We will stay with weather information during the rest of the evening, I'm sure. At least for now, Tony Cruz is on hand, and he will be here. In fact,
I'm here right now, Terry. We have on line three, Cherry Myers from Brooks, Kentucky. Cherry, you saw a tornado sighting?
Yes, we did. I was at the pilot in Brooks, Kentucky, and it blew our gas awnings all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
And I live less than a mile away, and it's blown all of our trees in our house down. Every sign is down in every store. We have a gas leak at the pilot.
Okay, I tell you what, we have some severe weather information to pass along now. Thank you, Cherry, for your call.
You're welcome.
We'll now turn to meteorologist Ken Schultz, and we'll activate special weather receivers.
This is meteorologist Ken Schultz. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning until 8:30 this evening for southern Franklin County in central Kentucky. Radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 25 miles west of Lexington near the town of Avonstroke. The storm was moving east to 25 miles per hour and will affect Bridgeport, an area south of Bridgeport, between 8 and 8:15 this evening. This is a severe thunderstorm warning until 8:30 for southern Franklin County. Again, radar indicated a severe thunderstorm about 25 miles west of Lexington near the town of Avonstroke. The storm was moving east, and the folks in Bridgeport, an area south of Bridgeport, you're likely to be affected by this particular storm until about 8:15 this evening. We've just mentioned the southeastern Shelby County tornado warning is in effect for that area until 8:10. Storm moving east of 20 will affect Southville and Harrisonville through 8:10 this evening. That's the same cell that we've been tracking through Spencer County. It's now leaving Spencer County. So you folks pretty much in the clear, but the southern sections, the southeastern tip of Shelby County, you're under the gun. Anderson County, especially the central and the northern part of your county, getting the worst of the weather right now. You are under a tornado warning there until 8:30 this evening. I want to alert the folks a little bit farther to the east. Again, in Woodford County, be on the lookout. The storm's headed in your direction. Will likely be affecting areas around Lexington in the next hour. That is one particular cell of severe thunderstorms, one particular cluster. We have another line of thunderstorms that is now moving down upon the Ohio River. That's with the cold front, and that is responsible for some severe thunderstorms all along either side of the Ohio River, from roughly the Covington-Cincinnati area down towards Owensboro. We have had some very intense rain here in downtown Louisville as this line's passed through. Now, once this line gets past you, once this last line of severe weather gets on by, that ends the threat for severe weather for the evening. Southern Harrison County, Jefferson, and southern Oldham counties under a severe thunderstorm warning until 8:30 this evening. Carroll County, your severe thunderstorm warning will expire in the next few minutes. Floyd County as well, your thunderstorm warning expires in the next few minutes. Same for eastern Crawford and northern Harrison counties of Indiana. The tornado warning for Anderson County goes until 8:15 this evening. Northern Allen and southern Barron counties of south central Kentucky, kind of shifting the emphasis down towards Bowling Green. There's a cluster of thunderstorms down there. You're under a tornado warning, northern Allen and southern Barron counties, until 8:30 this evening. The entire area is under a tornado watch, but basically the threat for severe weather is ending in southern Indiana. Areas east and south of Louisville, a tornado watch in effect until 11 o'clock.
Sometimes, Ken, you look up like, can I take a breath now? That'd be okay. We appreciate that. We just got a call from Owen County, Kentucky, up near Wheatley, that they were watching a tornado move through that area. And, of course, we had them hang up because we didn't. We appreciate the calls, we really do. But if there are thunderstorms and lightning and all that kind of stuff in the area, we'd rather not be on the phone with you. But anyway, they saw a roof off the barn there. Also, another good idea for you is if you've heard all this on the air and you think, boy, that would be neat to go out and look at, don't. All right, there'll be pictures in the newspaper tomorrow. We'll be describing it all night long here on 84 WHAS. And the more that you're in the area, the harder time the emergency vehicles have getting in there. We're going to take news here in just about a minute and a half or so, and we'll also talk to some more folks that have been holding on. First of all, Larry, you've been holding on for a while. Let's see what's going on in Brooks.
It's Lanny. I live about a half mile north of Pioneer Village, and all the television, electricity, and everything's out in our area, Hillview area.
Uh-huh.
But I went out in the truck to see if I could help, and all of the roads, Blue Lick Road southbound, Hillview Boulevard, Hebron Lane, all the roads going that way toward Brooks is blocked with traffic. A five-minute drive took me 20 minutes to get back home.
Mm. So when
if emergency vehicles are trying to get through, it's going to take them 10 times longer.
All right, so folks need to stay out of that area. If you are in the area right now, your suggestion is you don't belong there,
go home. Let the people do the work that's supposed to be there doing it.
All right, thanks a lot for the call tonight, Larry. Appreciate it. Juanita, you're on 84 WHAS.
About 7 or 8 minutes ago, we had hail in this area, and I live in Worthington Hills off of North Sumberland.
Okay, in Worthington Hills?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Richard, you're on 84 WHAS.
Yeah, I want to report that there's no power in Hillview.
In the Hillview area?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a funnel cloud sighting when all this was happening during when there was a tornado touchdown up on Summit Lane. It picked up and came over Overdale School.
Okay.
And it's calm here now. It's still real cloudy. And that's all I want to say.
All right. Thanks for the call tonight, Richard. We appreciate those calls. We'll continue to take those and continue to report on the weather on 84 WHAS.
84 WHAS Louisville. Proud to be part of America's fastest growing broadcasting company, Clear Channel Radio.
84 WHAS. It's 8 o'clock. I'm Mary Jeffries. News Radio 84 WHAS. Bullitt County has been whipped tonight by what residents say was a tornado touchdown. Callers tell News Radio 84 there is severe damage in Bullitt County tonight. News Radio 84's Paul Miles is standing by live in southern Jefferson County. Paul, what can you tell us?
Well, Mary, I'm just got off of Interstate 65 southbound. We've got a serious problem here. There are emergency vehicles everywhere. Traffic is... Excuse me. Let me let the ambulance go by here. I just got off the 65 southbound. Traffic is backed up quite a bit because there's a tractor trailer that has been blown over, and it's blocking two lanes of southbound 65 near the Brooks exit near the Jefferson Bullitt County line. Just spoke with the driver. He tells me that this tornado, or whatever it was, came out of nowhere, blew his truck over. Fortunately, he was not injured. I'm driving along Brooks Road now, and over to my left, there's an Arby's restaurant that has apparently lost its roof. In the parking lot, there's a car and a pickup that have been blown over. Over to my right, there's a house that has lost its roof. All the trees around this house have been uprooted and blown over. We understand also in Mount Washington and Pioneer Village was hit hard by a tornado earlier this evening. We're going down Brooks Road now to make our way towards Pioneer Village. Once we get there, we'll call you right back, Barry, and try to give you an update on what has happened there.
All right, thank you. That's News Radio 84's Paul Miles surveying the tornado damage tonight. Earlier this evening, a man named Paul, a caller, told News Radio 84 that a shed literally flew over top of his car.
Right across, right about 30 yards right in front of us, just flying, and we couldn't tell what else. And then I picked up the guy that run down in the ditch. He was worried about his family, and when I got to his house in Maryville where all the power lines were down, the whole top of his house was completely gone.
And a caller named Matt is in Mount Washington.
As far as roofs off, something like that, trees down, power lines down, everything's about the same as everywhere else.
There are also reports, unconfirmed reports tonight, of tornado touchdowns in Spencer County. Bullitt County authorities are asking for help from Jefferson County Police to deal with traffic problems in the wake of tonight's storms. Here's Jefferson County Police spokesperson Wendy Evans.
The Jefferson County Police Department is going into Bullitt County tonight to assist the police and fire there with some of the situations that they've encountered due to the inclement weather. We have at least seven overturned semis on north and southbound 65 just inside the Bullitt County line. So we are sending some Baker and Charlie district officers to assist with the accidents. And we are also going to have some officers that are available to assist Bullitt County with some runs.
And meteorologist Ken Schultz is with us now for an update on the severe weather. Ken?
Well, the one cluster of severe weather that has generated damage has generated tornadoes in northern Bullitt County. Reports of tornadoes in Spencer County is now located in the northern half of Anderson County. Anderson County is still under a tornado warning until 8:15. Have had no reports of damage from Anderson County, but still a very potent storm. It's also a part of that complex that is in southeastern Shelby County, and that part of that county is under a tornado warning until 10 minutes after 8. That particular cell continues to track to the east because of its history. Folks in Woodford County should be on the lookout for some severe weather within the next half hour. Now, there's a line of severe thunderstorms just crossing the Ohio River from Cincinnati down to Owensboro. We have a number of counties under severe thunderstorm warnings because of that particular line. First of all, southern Franklin County is under a severe thunderstorm warning until 8:30. We also have southern Harrison County, Indiana, Jefferson, southern Oldham counties of Kentucky under a severe thunderstorm warning until 8:30. There's another cluster of storms down around Bowling Green, which is severe. The northern Allen, southern Barron counties of south central Kentucky under a tornado warning until 8:30. The heaviest activity with this line showing up in southern Oldham, Jefferson, southern Floyd, and Harrison counties now. It's moving to the east. This line is capable of producing torrential rain, gusty winds, and some hail as it travels to the east. That means the folks in Bullitt, Spencer, and Shelby counties may be under the gun here shortly with an additional batch of severe weather. Once this line gets on through your community, that ends the threat for severe weather for the evening. We'll have a complete rundown. Look at the forecast coming up in just a few minutes. Mary?
All right, thanks, Ken. This is primary election day in Kentucky, but the election is certainly taking a backseat to the weather. Just very quickly, we'll run down some of the races for you. The closest race of the night of local interest in Jefferson County, the Kentucky Supreme Court contest, neck and neck Judge Martin Johnstone is edging incumbent Nick King 46% to 45%. That's with 72% of the votes counted. Challenger Dave Stengel is beating incumbent Mark Murphy in the Democratic primary for the Jefferson County Commonwealth's Attorney's Office. Stengel 54% to Mark Murphy's 46%. Mike Ward having an easy victory along with Mitch McConnell, President Clinton, and Bob Dole in their respective primaries. And in the A District Jefferson County Commissioner's race, Russ Maple is claiming victory. We have more important weather information. WHAS will now activate special receivers.
This is meteorologist Ken Schultz. The National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning for Jefferson County of North Central Kentucky until 8:30 this evening. Radar indicated a possible tornado northwest of Fern Creek in the Highlands. This storm is moving east and will affect Fern Creek immediately and Fairmont by about 8:15 this evening.